And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour, starting now. A four-legged officer in mid-Michigan is about to get some life-saving backup, and it's coming all the way from across the country. Canine Rip at the Burton Police Department will soon be outfitted with a custom bullet and stab-resistant vest, thanks to a nonprofit dedicated to protecting our police dogs on the front lines. The donation is being made in honor of another canine who is remembered as an ultimate warrior, adding a very heartfelt layer to this gift of protection. The vest, sponsored by a supporter all the way out in Colorado, is expected to arrive within the next couple of months. Just one example of a nationwide effort to safeguard dogs that keep our communities safe every day. The organization behind the donation has been at it for more than a decade, equipping thousands of law enforcement canines across all 50 states with protective gear worth millions of dollars. For dogs like Rip, who face the same dangers as their human partners, that extra layer of protection can make all of the difference in a pinch. Have you ever thought about trading a stethoscope for a rose stem? Well, one local entrepreneur sure has, and they did. Jolene Schwarzendruber made a fascinating leap from 18 years in healthcare and a stint in machine work to owning a beloved floral shop right here in our community. This isn't just any shop, it's a local landmark. Blooming since the 1940s, and while the new owner is committed to keeping the familiar name and cherished staff, including Carol and Joel, the former owners, they're also cultivating some truly unique additions. Jolene and her husband visited the market in Las Vegas and brought back some new and exciting finds, such as solar-powered hot air balloons that flicker like real flames, patriotic and sports infinity pictures and displays, distinctive bird baths, and even furniture. All hand-picked from their trip to Las Vegas, these aren't your everyday finds, promising a shopping experience unlike any other. The buzz from family and friends is already overwhelmingly positive, so you'll want to make sure to get over to Haste Flowers and Pigeon this summer and embrace its rich past, while also blossoming into an exciting new future. And at 2:36 on Friday, March 20th, the Huron County Sheriff's Office and multiple emergency responders were dispatched to a tractor rollover accident near the intersection of Rupel Road and M25 in Rubicon Township. A passerby discovered a trailer overturned in a ditch with an individual trapped beneath it and immediately called for assistance. Responding agencies included the Port Hope Fire Department, Harbor Beach Fire Department, Huron County Sheriff's Office, Eastern Huron Ambulance, and the Huron County Medical Examiner's Office. Fire personnel from Port Hope and Harbor Beach worked to free the victim using specialized rescue equipment. The incident involved a male operating a medium-sized LS loader tractor with no cab. Preliminary investigation indicates that a medical emergency may have contributed to the rollover, and the operator suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim has been identified as 83-year-old Rodney J. Weiss of Port Hope. This information was provided by Huron County Sheriff Kelly J. Hansen, and we would like to thank him for his support in writing this article. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.